The greatest thing you can give God is surrender. The greatest thing you can give God is yielding. It is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Listen to what I'm saying. We heard this yesterday. You have to soak yourself in the glory. Now, when something is soaked, it's saturated. And you have to stop wringing yourself out. Listen. You've wrung a towel out before. Yeah, don't get that extra water out. Let it sit there. Let it say that soap. Let it drip. Everybody say, let it drip. Everybody say, let the glory drip. The glory dripping off of me. The glory is dripping off of me. The glory, say it, the glory is dripping off of me. Everywhere I go, the glory is dripping off of me. Every step I take, the glory is dripping off of me. Every place I go, the glory is dripping off of me. I'm not looking for the glory is dripping off of me. So stop wringing yourself out with your works. We wring ourselves out and we wear ourselves out when God has saturated us with his glory. So when we yield and when we surrender, then we allow the glory of God that is already his idea to be evident in our lives. I'm going to say it again. We allow the glory of God, which is God himself. God, he said, God is being himself inside of me. So I yield to that. Say it. Listen to what I'm telling you. I found it out. See, in this big old age of 2026, we've had enough sermons and scholars. We've had enough speeches. We've had enough. Listen, we've had enough. It is time for somebody to see your message without you saying something. No, y'all didn't hear me. No. Amen. No, sir. They're going to see your message without you saying nothing. They're going to see your message without you touching anything. They call it hands free. But this only comes by yielding. And when you soak something, it got to stay in there long enough. I found that out last year. Baptized mean to ferment. It don't mean to dip. It mean to stay. It stay until you turn into something else. I want to tell you be seated, but I can't yet. Because you got to take this standing up. It's not a sitting down matter right here, what we're saying right now. Listen to what I'm telling you. Everybody say, I yield. Come on, say, I surrender. Say, God, I surrender and I yield to your glory now. Say this, say, God, I surrender to who you are in me now. You're not in a normal place. This is not your normal camp meeting. This one's different. Listen what I'm trying to tell you. This one's different. I knew it when he started yesterday. This one's different. Yeah. This one's different. Everybody say, this one's different. This one's different. If you can yield like you should, and you can surrender like you should, you'll walk out of here different. There are too many translations of the scripture, not enough transformation of the scripture in us. I heard something yesterday and God fixed me, because I would always say, you know, the word in the flesh. Jesus is God in the flesh. But when you say he's God in the flesh, you're saying that the flesh is something different and God is somewhere else. He said, no, the word became flesh. That means every part of me is God. There's a reason that God took Jesus up with his body. Jesus came back and said, here go, you don't believe it? Put your finger in the scars. You want to put your hand in my side? But he still got his body. He's trying to show that the body is a part of God. It is God's intention. Many of our healings have not come to pass because we did not know it was already on the inside of us. Do you know that the word miracle literally means inherent power? No, y'all didn't hear me. No, look it up. In the Greek, in the whatever you want to look up. What the definition says, inherent power. That means there's power already in there. So you thought you were looking for a miracle. I'm not singing that no more. I'm looking for a miracle. No, I'm not, because I looked in the mirror this morning. I saw a miracle this morning. I ain't looking for it no more. Say it. It's inherent power. A miracle is inherent power. It says power already residing inside of something. Do you hear me? You're going to see me in a minute. I'm not trying to receive it, I release it. Yeah. Yeah, see, you ring yourself out trying to receive something. When you're trying to receive what you already have, it becomes a backup. You get clogged. You are spiritually constipated and you're wondering why it ain't going. Because it's going in the wrong direction. See, the polarity has to change. It's going in the wrong direction. God did not create you to receive. Yeah, I like that. I like that look. I like when you look at me like, I like that. 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 He told me, he said, we're praying another night. He said, that the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. That's what I think about light. So I think about, everybody say light. Come on, say light. Y'all should know me by now. You better do your hands like I'm doing and say light. Now watch this. This is what's happening to you. You hear me say light? This is what happened to me. While I'm talking to you, while apostles ministering to you, the light's coming on. Listen, everybody say light. You don't need nothing else. You need light. See, we've been in the dark about who God is in us. And so as I talk, the light's coming on. That's why I saw y'all faces when Apostle was talking yesterday. I saw your face. Someone was like, he said, this is stronger than the resurrection. It's the glory. Everybody say it's the glory. Everybody say, I yield to the glory now. Now listen. They tricked us and they told us the glory was a cloud. Amen for the cloud. They told it was a fire and a feeling and a flow, all these different things, right? Watch what I'm trying to tell you. The glory of God, the weight. Everybody say the weight of the glory. Everybody say the weight of the glory. Come on, say the weight of the glory. I was trying to shake it and keep it at the same time, because I'm over there and I was losing. I want to drill through the ground. Because the weight of the glory, when you yield the weight of the glory. 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 Most of y'all are used to falling when hands are laid on you. But when the weight of the glory, some of y'all gonna fall out of me this morning. Not because of me, because of the weight of the glory. Say, I yield. I use your mouth. Say, I yield to the glory now. Yielding to the glory is not an exciting thing. It's not an excitement. It's past your emotions. It's past an excitement or a feeling. It's past, we get hyped up. No, it's past that. It passed that. It hits you in a place that you ain't never been touched before. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I yield. I yield. Say, I yield. To the glory.
To the
now.
Now.
This is God's idea. In the beginning, in Genesis, when he starts, he said, let us make man. We weren't in the conversation. We weren't in the discussion. You think you decided to be blessed. No, God decided that already. God had decided to empower you already before you knew what empowerment was. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to show you how to yield to the glory. We got to go there to yield to the glory. It is the secret of the anointing and the flow of the anointing. It is the secret of the power of God flowing through you. It is not your words. I came without excellency of speech, a man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. God made a decision. He decided. No, he didn't choose you. He decided about you. No, he didn't choose you. Use me, Lord. It doesn't matter what you said. He had already made a decision about you. You the only person making a choice. See, when the greatest thing we got is the gift of choice. No, it's not. Because when there's a choice, you can go one way or the other. But when I make a decision, there is no other way. Now, I need y'all to hear me what I'm saying. When I make a decision, there are no other options. There is no plan B. It's only that. Jesus doesn't talk about maybe I'm the way I was. No, I am. So God makes a decision about you. Come on, say God.
God.
I got you saying this stuff for a reason. Listen to what I'm saying. I got you saying this stuff for a reason. I got you saying these things. Why I got to repeat all this? Just say what I said. Because I got you saying this for a reason because the light's coming on. See, the light's coming on. Come on, everybody say the light's coming on. He said, how long it take? How you say, how long it take the lights to come on? So I walked in the room, the dark room, I walk in the meeting room, you guys dare. So I walk in the room and I turn the lights off and I click the switch. I said, whoop, how long it take the lights to come on? Huh? Come on, y'all ever hit a switch? Everybody hit the switch. Come on, hit the switch, put a switch on the switch, hit the switch. Hit the switch, come on, hit the switch. Right, how long does it take the lights to come on once you hit the switch? Immediately, straightway, suddenly, right now. Now faith is. Listen, so we're not waiting on another thing. We're not waiting on another thing. I said we're not waiting on another thing. Because I am no longer separated from God. Me and God are one. Jesus is trying to tell us. But we keep trying to believe something else. He's saying, I'm in the Father in me. Then he talks about you. And he said, you and me and I'm in you. That means you and the Father in you. I pray that they be one as we are one. Say, I yield to the glory now. Everything outside of God and his glory is a lie. See, you got to be dogmatic about this. You got to lose your mind about this. You got to lose your life to find it. Yeah. You got to lose your idea. Yeah, you got to be a whole nother person. You can't bring that old cloth in that new cloth. You can't bring that old wine in that new wine because it's going to bust it. The glory going to bust the old bottles. The glory is going to bust the old bottles. I say it again. The glory is going to bust the old bottles. It's busting it right now. It's busting the old bottles right now. Yeah. Break my old bottles.
Yeah.
Break my old bottles. Yeah. I got these old bottles in my mind. Y'all talk to yourself. Y'all know y'all got them old bottles. Get them old bottles off of me. Get them old bottles off of me. Get them old bottles out of my mind. Get them old bottles out of my mind. Get them. Hey, come on. Use your hands. Come on, use your hands. Lay hands on yourself. Get that off of me. Get that off of me. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. And that ain't got nothing to do with me. That ain't got nothing to do with me. All that lack, all that division, all that sickness, all that stuff, ain't got nothing to do with me. I get that off of me, get them old bottles off of me. Hey, get them old bottles off of me. Hey, back, give me 50 feet. Give me 50 feet. Back. Give me 50. You know. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Because I yield to the glory now. Now, everybody say now and forever. We about to stop having these glory moments.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the glory, out of the glory. In the glory, out of the glory. You know the glory is still present in your last argument? The glory is still present in your last discrepancy. The only person they know it was you. Soak your soul in the glory. Hit the word, I should be looking it up. Hit the word glory. I'm in the Lord's Prayer. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And I hit the word glory, and the first definition is his opinion, his judgment, and his viewpoint. So the glory of God, and I've said this before, the glory of God is his opinion, his judgment, and his viewpoint. Let's stick with the viewpoint right quick. That means the glory of God is how God sees things. So the question is, how does God see you? I'm about to break some bags. I'm about to kill some old religious cows. See, they told you was a sinner saved by grace. That's a lie. Lights, come on. Everybody say lights, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Everybody say that the lights, come on. Come on. Use your hands. I know sometimes you don't want to go, nah, I am a sinner. I say, why would you hold on to be a sinner? Why? Why would you hold on? Listen, I'm about to kill your religious cow. It's right in the back of your head right now. Get that off of me. Get that off of me. Get that off of me. Get that up. Why would you hold on to being a sinner? For what cause? What is the purpose? What are you winning? Nothing. God did not create sinners. And if God did not create sinners, then the sinner and the sin mentality came from somewhere else. I said, he come back looking for Adam after they ate from the fruit, right? After we didn't ate from the fruit. Because that's what we didn't ate from the fruit. After we took knowledge over life. We took knowledge and instructions of somebody instructions over the glory of God. He said, where are you? Now, he's giving Adam a chance to answer properly. He's trying to give Adam, y'all don't hear me. He's trying to give Adam a chance to find himself. I just heard it just now too. That's my first time hearing that. He's trying to give Adam, you think God ain't know where he was? Okay, so we clear about that. Y'all got to read between the lines. Everybody say read between the lines. So when he's talking, say, where are you? He's giving Adam a chance to answer right. I'm asking you this morning, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you in your mind about who you are? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? In your thoughts about who you are, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where? Watch what Adam said. Watch this. Adam said, we hid. God didn't invent hiding, so I don't know how he know how to hide. Watch me. He said, we hid because we was naked. What God say? Hey, see, sometimes you got to let God talk to you inside of you. No, y'all better hear me. I said, y'all better hear me. You got to let God talk to you inside of you. When God talks to you on the inside of you, that's the real you talking. Over the years and through family and through traumas and through situations, we developed this other character called self. And so self tried to make you think that's who you are. Yeah, just do a bunch of turmoil and things happen, and some things ain't come through like it wanted to, and it probably shouldn't have came through. Thank God. I thank God for several things that didn't come through for me. Lord, because I'd have been. I'm going to let y'all sit down in a minute. Hold on. Just hold on with me. But here he goes. He says, who told you? Ask yourself, who told you that? Now see, that's a powerful statement. It's a powerful conversation.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I don't know if it's real slick, but it's powerful. That's a powerful conversation, because when something come up, you say, who told you that? You get it? You get it? And see, thank God for the scripture in the Bible. We have the hindsight, right? To be able to see the mistakes that were made before us and not make the same mistakes. I was like that with Leroy Jr. He older than me. I saw him get whooped for something. I said, I'm not getting whooped for that. And he didn't get whooped a lot, by the way. He always had his homework done and all that stuff. Maybe I didn't learn because I didn't do my homework. Man. Right? You say, no, don't, next time don't go off in the tongues when you're challenged. Say, who told you that? Come on. Y'all got to get with me now. Well, you don't have to, but I'm just trying to tell you to let the lights come on. We go off into things, and he says sometimes prayer will hold up the flow. Because you might be praying incorrectly. I heard this morning that sometimes when you pray about a situation, you're adding faith to the situation. I told y'all about them old bags. Sometimes when you start calling the name out of that thing and saying it over and keep praying for that thing, you're building faith in your soul for that thing. So he says, when you pray, pray like this. Watch. Our Father, equal with God. Now you're equal with God. Yeah. No, you're equal with God. Say, I'm equal with God. Everybody say, Our Father makes me equal with God. Watch. Because I ain't make that up. They got mad at Jesus for calling God his Father, making it so. So why you think Jesus told you to say Our Father? He's trying to expose the equality to you on the inside of you. Because that's really all you need. If you really knew you were equal to God, half the prayers you pray, you wouldn't pray them. Because they wouldn't make sense. It'd be gibberish. They'd be child's play. It wouldn't make sense. It don't make sense to pray that if I'm equal to God. So I'll stop praying and start saying. I gotta catch up. I'll stop praying. Who told you that? So, did God tell Adam he was naked?
No.
Let's go to the scripture. Did the serpent tell him he was naked? Everybody say, So, if that's then I have to deduce to the fact that the only person that told Adam he was naked was himself. The only person that told Adam to hide was himself. Was his got dog on self. I won't say something else. Got dog it. He the only person. You the only person that told yourself that. And then I bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Because who told you that? I yield to the glory now. Now, I need you to get it out your mind. It's not a smoke. It's not in the air. It's not nowhere else but in you. Come on. The glory of God manifests in you. Yeah, the glory of God manifests in you. Listen to what I'm saying. Whenever you feel the glory of God manifesting off of somebody else, it's only attaching to what's already on the inside of you. I learned this when they lay in hands, I fall out because it's touching the spirit inside of me.
Yeah.
It is not necessarily the spirit of the one that's laying hands, but it's a connection of the spirit of God on the inside of me.
Yeah.
That makes me lose my legs because I haven't experienced that level yet.
Yeah.
But the glory of God is on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Say, the glory of God.
It's
on the inside of me. Say it again. The glory of God is on the inside of me. Low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is. Now, at some point, we got to believe Jesus. Y'all may be seated. At some point, somebody say, amen in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Somebody laugh. I yield to the glory. I yield to the glory. Now. And when the lights come on, you know where the switch at. Can't nobody turn it off. When the lights come on, on the inside, there's not light in another place, there's light on the inside. Oh, the light is not in another place, the light is on the inside. The light is not in another person, the light is on the inside. I am enlightened from the inside, say it. All right. Some of y'all know the drill and some of y'all didn't know the drill. So I'm gonna do it again and I'm gonna do it again like I did it. I am enlightened from the inside. I'm gonna do it one more time because I keep seeing people not doing it, and I'm about to go crazy. That's my daddy right there. So hey, what you doing? All right, watch this. I am enlightened from the inside. I want you to use your body, and I got you using your hands for a reason because your body is a part of the plan.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
No, stop putting your body down. Stop putting your body down. If God didn't want you to have a body, you'd have been floating around here.
Yeah.
But the body is a part of the plan.
Yeah, right.
God took his hands and formed it from the dust and then breathed into that. He thought enough of that body to breathe into it for it to become a living soul. There's your healing right there. Because you've been putting your body down or saying something wrong with your body or saying something wrong with you and casting it down. No, it's a part of the plan. It's just got to be in subjection to the plan. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's a part of the plan. Everybody says it's a part of the plan. God decides to do a thing, and it is his opinion, his judgment, and his viewpoint. It is the way that he sees it. So who am I to change the way that God sees a thing? Who do I think that I am to where I can project another idea on God's plan? God that wrote the plan, we say, let me get a pen. Let me write on top of it right quick. Hold on, God, but I don't want to move this part right here. Let me move this door and move this part right here. No, God already got a plan. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a what? Everybody say expected him. Now, it's not an end that you expect. It's an end that he expects. Oh, you're telling me that God has an end that he expects? Yes. God looks at you and he has an end point that he expects.
So
I expect for you to be there. I expect for you to look like that. I expect for you to have that. No. The scripture says we only love God because he what? So I only got expectation because God got expectation first. So I yield to what he expects of me. Y'all hear me? Are y'all hearing me? If you hear me, say yeah. I yield to what God expects of me. I stop trying to meet God's expectations. I stopped trying to live up to it. I wrote this down yesterday. You ready? If you're ready, say yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear y'all. If you're ready, say yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this. He said, your hold up is because you're trying to hold it up. Yeah, you're trying to. You think your faith bringing it through. Your faith is only for one thing, and it's alignment. Your belief is only for alignment. Now, if your belief is on a project, then you got it out of alignment.
Yeah. Come on. Yes.
Because your belief is only for identity.
Yes, sir.
The only thing you need to believe is I'm one with God. Say, I'm one with God. Say it loud. This is the only thing that I need to believe. I need to have faith for that. This is what my faith for. This is what I confess. And if we want name it and claim it. Y'all know about the name it and claim it, huh? Well, name that and claim that. Name that. He talked about the name of the day. Name. It's a character. How somebody thinks, how they feel, how they move in the name of Jesus. I name that and I claim that. Yeah, I name that and I claim that in the name of Jesus. I name that and I claim that in the name of Jesus. I name that and I claim that. I claim the name. Because that's my character. That's who I am. That's who I am.
Yes, sir.
That's who I am. Say it.
That's who I am.
That's not who I want to be.
Right.
I'm not aspiring. I want to be more like you. No, we over there. I'm sorry, I'm killing all y'all little songs this morning. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to be, I am.
I am.
Amen.
No, I don't. Don't be a wannabe.
I am.
Everybody say, I am. Come on, say, I am.
I don't
want to be.
I am.
So if I already am,
then
I walk like I ammer. I know that ain't a word. I know that I walk like I ammer. I walk like I ammer. Take a step. Take a step like I ammer. Come on, I ammer. So I walk like I am. I don't walk like I'm not supposed to be there. Yeah, I don't walk like I'm not supposed to be there. Y'all better take some steps. I don't walk like I'm not supposed to be there. Oh. See, I walk, y'all tell I am. Watch, you gotta walk through the house. Y'all wanna pray in tongues. I am. So y'all sit down. I know I told you walk and sit down. Look, this is God's idea. I didn't come up with this. Matter of fact, I need to put the thing that I came up with down. The way to my manifestation is not the way that I think it is. God got a plan. So I yield to God's plan about who I am. Listen, I got that written. There's a couple of things I do. I got that written in my phone. It's a thing called Reformation. Y'all might have heard that. It's a Reformation. What I started doing, I stopped saying all these other confessions that everybody else gave me, and I started saying what Jesus said. Because why not? Think about it for a minute. Everybody say, duh. Come on, like duh. Duh, I should have been saying what Jesus said. Like, duh. Why wouldn't I say what Jesus said? I mean, it's efficient. It's efficient. It's efficient in the will of God. So I can't make no mistakes when I say what he say. See, I say what somebody else say. It might have some little leaven in there. A little leaven, a little doubt, none believe, a little worry in there. I don't worry about that. Because when Jesus said it, it's God talking.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to say what he say. So I got it written out. I'm saying all this stuff. He say, I'm the way, I'm the way. When I read it like I'm reading it.
Yes, sir.
I see myself saying it in there.
Yes,
I'm the bread of life.
I'm the bread of life.
I am the resurrection. Y'all scared. If you scared, say you scared. If you scared, say you scared. It's okay. It's okay if you scared. I ain't scared of your scared. It's okay. It's okay if you a little scared. I was scared one time. I was scared we won a basketball championship. Little League basketball. Right there in the Gonzales Civic Center. We won a basketball championship, and you know they knew I was a Pastor Thompson at the time, Pastor Thompson's son. So we won the championship. So now for the opening ceremony, they want me to pray. I'm 7 or 8 years old. I'm scared. Y'all sit down. I am scared. I am terrified. Y'all can sit down. Y'all sit down. I am scared. They didn't sign me up to pray. They tried to call me in the ministry at 7. I was running. I was like, nah, I'm going to play with my friends. Watch this. So I'm good. Even my mama, she laughing so hard because she know I'm good. I'm playing. All my partners out there, we running around the whole Civic Center. You know, it's about 6:55. It started at 7. We still good because we playing. I'm playing with all my friends, all the basketball team. We out here playing. Then 6:59 hit and they started calling people together. I said, I'm gonna do. I don't even know how to pray. Like I ain't never been to church. I was born in a pew. I don't know. So I'm on the side. I'm talking to my daddy. Watch this. Let me show you about your scared self. You're scared, say you're scared, but I don't care if you're scared, because you still got to go. Watch this. I said, it probably sound like this, I don't really know. You pray. In my mind, I'm smarter than 7, so you've been praying all these years. You a master prayer. Why don't you go out there and give the people what they need? I ain't got it right now. I've been playing with my friends. I was so serious. I was so serious. I said, you pray. Y'all heard of you? You pray. In grand apostolic fashion, he pushed his hand off of me, off of him. No, you're going to go out there and you're going to do it. Now, I don't know how good a prayer was. I'm going to be honest with you. But I went out there and prayed because it didn't matter that I was scared. Even though you might be scared, you got to go. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a... Your mind is not sound unless you know the mind of Christ is your mind. Yes. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind, that sounds like let the glory, let this mind be in you. All right, watch what I'm saying. The mind of Christ is already in you, but you have to let it be. No, y'all heard, y'all didn't hear me. You have to let it be. The way you let it be is stop letting other stuff be. I know them people gave you a number, call it a social security number. All y'all got one. Trying to keep track of you. You think your credit score and all that is who you are. And your bank account and all that stuff is who you are. You thought that stuff on the birth certificate is who you are. You God before all that. And you can't let all that lie to you and bring you lower than who you really are. I understand my name, Montreal. I understand my birthday. I know how to sign the papers and put my number out. I understand what was necessary. Render unto Caesar. But God, dog it, render unto God what's for God. And what's for God? I am. Come on, say I am. Come on, say I am. Come on, say I am. Y'all hear what I'm telling y'all? I am for God.
I am for God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
I am. I am for God. I am for God. Y'all caught it?
Yes, sir.
No, are y'all catching it? I am. Everybody say, I am. Come on, say, I am. Come on, say, I am. So be I am for God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it's his idea.
Yep.
So I yield to his idea about who I am.
Yeah.
The way I really say it when I got it written down, I say it like in a, like, man, this was God's idea.
Uh-huh.
Say it like that. Say it like that. Like, hey, you might not say man or whatever, however you say it, but you got to say it in a tone. Man, this is God's idea. So I yield to God idea about who I am. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, I make it easy. I make it easy. Like I'm not making it a, oh God, it's your plan. No. Yo. Chill out. This was God's idea. So what I do is I yield to God's idea about who I am. I didn't come up with this. He did. I'm just following the script. Church. Stick to the script. If he said I'm made in his image and his likeness, stick to the script.
Yeah.
Everybody say stick to the script.
Yeah.
Come on, say it again, say stick to the script.
Yeah.
Say it again, say stick to the script.
Yeah.
I had some little homeboy, I had some little homies one time. I had some little friends one time when we was younger, and they trying to talk to a girl, but they don't know what to say. I say this and this and this and this and this. Say this, don't say this. Don't you ever say this. And don't improvise. Don't ad lib.
Yeah.
Stick to the script. I guarantee you.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Jay, we did it. If you say this, you gonna win.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Yes,
stick to the script.
Yeah.
Stop ad-libbing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You ad-libbing, you going all, we be singing, no, stop. Sing your note.
Yeah.
Your note is where your power is.
Yeah.
Everybody say, stick to the script.
Yeah.
Come on, say it again. Say, stick to the script.
Yeah.
Come on, say, stick to the script.
Yeah.
Now, the script is not on paper. The script is in person.
Yeah.
John 5:39. It says, search the script. Church. And it's Jesus talking. It's in red.
Yeah.
You need to pay attention. He said, for in them... You think you have eternal life. Watch this. And, I thought he said, but they. No, he said, but he said, and they are they that testify of me. He's talking about himself.
Uh-huh.
He said, verse, but you will not come to me. That means you'll get in the script, in that, and on the paper, and get lost in that and start hollering and naming and claiming that, that you missed the personality that I'm trying to show you.
Yeah.
If you ever hear Jesus, he said, he that believeth on me, not what I said. Listen. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You hear it?
Yes, sir.
He's always connecting you to the personality. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And
greater.
You seen that yet?
Yes.
You seen that yet? Hold on. Come on. You seen that yet? You seen them greater works than Jesus? And I'm the type of person I am. I started looking around the church. Some years back, I started looking around and said, hold on, what are we doing? Not just word, I'm just talking about church. Hold on. Hey, what are we doing out here? Because I'm looking at Jesus, then I'm looking at us.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we doing?
Yeah.
There's something that we're not yielding to.
Yeah.
There's some line that we're going through the motions, but we ain't got no motion.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got it.
And at some point, you got to sit there and say something got to change.
Yeah.
Hold on. Listen to me. Y'all hear me? At some point, you got to sit there and say, this is not enough.
Yeah.
Say it. Say it with your mouth.
This is not enough. Hallelujah.
And so I become dogmatic in the idea of God about me. I don't let nobody change my mind. I don't let no preacher change my mind. They got books that I had put down, and they were good spiritual faith books, but they would start talking separation. I ain't got time.
Right.
They start talking delay. I'm not waiting on a revival. I had a dream the other night. God dog it. I had a dream the other night. Now I'm up here. I'm singing a song. God dog it. I got to go through the song list now. I'm singing a song, and I'm singing, and we singing, and everybody going out. We crying and starting. And it feel like the spirit in the room. It feel like the glory in the room. And apostle come up there, and he talk, and everybody, he said, now see what he did just now? He said he was singing separation. Because that's what we do. We sing separation. Last time you sang, oh, the glory of your presence. Y'all know that song? Yeah, you thought that was somewhere else. Y'all know y'all did? Anybody know that song? The last time you saw it, you wasn't like, oh, the glory of your presence. You wasn't like that. Crying, it's not just crying.
Yeah.
No glory. Because the glory on you can fall off.
Uh-huh.
The glory on you can wear off.
Yeah.
The glory in you go with you.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
All right, EJ, I got it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, I can slide off. Somebody can watch this. I receive it. Somebody can rub you wrong.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard that before?
Yeah.
Somebody can rub you wrong and in the glory. Now you done lost the glory. Now you all in whatever else. You all in the story, not glory. I receive it. You all in the story. Now you got to get out the story and get in the glory.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on, sir.
See, Jesus got to be more than a story. He got to be the glory of God in who you are.
Yeah.
Now you got to rub wrong and now you don't know where the spirit at. But see, when I know the glory is in me, everybody say the glory is in me.
Glory.
We can feel it on the outside. Yo, where are you taking it? You can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it. Amen.
Amen.
But the glory is in me.
Glory.
And when I know that the glory is in me, one thing is needful. And she has chosen that good thing, that good part. Remember Mary and Martha?
Yeah.
And said she was sitting at Jesus' feet and hearing what he's talking. She's listening to the personality. She's not trying to get everything cleaned up for him.
Nah.
I'm not going to let it happen.
Yeah.
You're so busy trying to get everything prepared for Jesus that you don't realize that Jesus is right there showing you who you are.
Yeah.
Could you sit down, please? Sit down at his feet.
Yeah.
It called it that good part.
Yeah.
That means there's another part that ain't so good.
Yeah.
But she chose the good part. And the good part that can't be taken away from her.
Yeah.
Because the glory of God, say it,
the glory of God
is on the inside of me. So now when Jesus goes in Matthew 5, right before we get to Matthew 6, he's talking about the Lord's Prayer and don't give like them and don't pray like them and all these different things and seek ye first the kingdom of God. When he goes in there, watch this. Before he goes there, he comes out of the garden, get tempted by the devil, led by the Spirit in there. I mean, God led him into a temptation.
Yeah. Right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
We're about to test out this glory.
Yeah.
We're about to test out this glory.
Yeah.
We're about to test out what's going on in the glory. Do you mean that Jesus had to go to a glory test? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, glory test. Your last situation was a glory test. I want to stand up so I can see all y'all faces. If you don't show up for the test, you automatically fail. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. If there's a test at a given time, if there's an exam, and you don't show up for the test, you get a zero. Stop rebuking the test and understand it's a glory test. It is only a test. Listen, it is only a test. Come on, it is only a test. Come on, it is only a test. It's only a test. And all tests can be passed. It is only peeling you back and revealing the glory of God that is on the inside of you. So Jesus comes out of this temptation, he walking different. Jesus come out of temptation talking about, he the one everybody been talking about? The devil? That's the one they all been falling to? That's the one they all been letting trick them? That's the one that Adam let him eat off the tree? It's him?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is y'all champion?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is the best y'all got? Oh, we out here.
Yeah.
He walked off like that. He walked off, start talking. You get it?
Yep.
He walked off, start talking and say, okay. So let me show you how to do this. Sit down. Sit down. He said, Matthew 5, he said, let me show you how to do this. He said, blessed are the meek.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, I don't think we know how powerful that is. He said, they inherit the earth. No. He didn't say, blessed are all the prayer warriors.
Uh-huh.
God bless the prayer warriors. He didn't say bless all the whatever, fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
He said the
meek.
You know what meekness really means? Mm-hmm. I accept everything God bring to me as his will. I yield to God and everything that goes on.
Yeah.
I got the power to call angels to tell them to stop you from taking me.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I give my life.
Yeah.
You can't take my life. I give it. I'll call angels and shut this whole thing down.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, not my will. That's meekness. If you don't know it, the Our Father prayer is a meek prayer.
Yeah.
It's thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Uh-huh.
What, I'm letting you have whatever. Look, this is your plan.
It's your plan.
Yeah.
Not my plan. Not what I want to do. Not what I think is the best thing to do. Your plan. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes,
sir. So now, let me, Lord, I ain't went to no notes or nothing. The Our Father prayer is a yielding prayer. It's amazing that he says, he's talking about it. It's amazing that the one time they asked him to teach them how to pray, he told them that. He told them nothing else. He didn't say no other words, no other thing. He said, when you pray, pray after this manner. And then he gives you the manner. He says the pathway to the glory. Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I got it in my phone right now. I got alarms that go off in my phone. Alarm go off my phone. It's going to go off at 12 in a minute. Alarm go off my phone and they say, pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. I stop. Whoever I'm talking to, I stop. Hold on, stop. Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Yesterday it went off and I was standing by somebody, so I put my hand on their shoulder. Our Father who art in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Because what it's doing is rearranging me.
Yeah.
No, it's rearranging my thought. Let me tell you something. Watch this. It's rearranging my thought. I'm going to tell you something. Watch this. Listen, I said this one time and somebody thought I was crazy. The Lord's Prayer is literally changing my anatomy. No, I'm not playing with you. Listen. I'm not playing. See, the last time you had an issue with your body, you started praying about the issue in your body.
Uh-huh.
No, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Nope. I'm going to say it again. I ain't going to let them do it. Nope. Next time something come up, you get a pain or you get a report or whatever. No. Mm-hmm. Thy kingdom come.
That will be done
in earth. Come on, point to yourself. In earth. Come on, in earth. Not on earth. As it is in heaven. Are you telling me I can have my heavenly body now? Is God a respectable person? He took Enoch up with his body, didn't he? Huh? He took Elijah up with his body, didn't he? He took Jesus up. I receive it. He took Jesus up with his body, didn't he? What's wrong with you? If thou canst believe, you just don't believe. You believe the other stuff more. By and by. I love it. I love it. Because he said, Lazarus, he said, he going to get up. She said, I know he going to get up in the by and by. I know he going to get up in the rest. Come on, look at yourself. Look at yourself real quick like this. Like, I don't know how you look at yourself. Look. Yeah, give yourself a look. Yeah, who are you talking to? What you saying? You're not making no sense right now. I am the resurrection. Say it! Now everything in your body that God has created is resurrecting right now. Come on, say, I yield to the glory. It's resurrecting right now. Everything is resurrecting. See, because I'm not believing for my sight. I'm a seer.
Yeah.
I am a seer. I am a seer. I heard that last time. I am a seer. So because I am a seer, I'm not believing for my sight. Listen, and it'll happen like this, straightway, suddenly. Because the glory of God works from the inside. It don't work from the outside. It works from the inside. It works from the well. Yeah. Out of thy belly. Not into thy belly. Out of thy belly shall flow. You ain't gonna need nobody to touch you. You've already been touched. Can I show you how you already been touched? Because when God took his hands and formed you from the dust of the earth, you were already touched. That was the only touch that you needed. I wanna give you something. And I noticed, I'm gonna give you something I learned from Jesus and I learned it from Apostle. Watch this. And I saw it. Watch what I'm gonna show you. Oh, sit down. Real quick. I understand why he said my yoke is easy. It's so easy because I'm not trying to do nothing. Y'all got all. No.
That's good.
It's too many plans. They say many other plans. Hold on a minute. Y'all know we got many plans, right? Yeah. You know, we got all kind of plans. We got this idea, that thing next year, that next year, all these plans, all many other plans of a man. But we know man be making them plans. You're ringing yourself out. Watch. John chapter 5, verse 30. Now, I'm about to give you a secret. I'm about to give you Jesus' secret. I'm about to give you apostle secret. Watch this. I'm about to give you my secret. Yeah, I got a secret too. You got a secret too. You just don't know it. Ain't nobody whispered it to you yet. Watch this. John chapter 5, verse 30. And I want you to read it. I want you to read it. Ready, read. We good? We ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Now I need you to say it. Listen, I need you to say it from you. I need you to say it from your perspective. We're not quoting what Jesus is saying no more now.
Yeah.
I need you to say it from you. Now you might still have to read it, but you're saying it from you. I want you to make a pledge, whatever that is, or however you pledging, you quoting, whatever it is, I want you to say it from you. Ready? Say it. Watch this, because you can't.
Yeah. Right.
Because you can't do nothing of your own self.
Right.
No, it's not a big deal. You can't. I, go ahead, ready. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will is. And when he's talking about as I hear, I judge, he's not talking about as I hear God, I judge something. He's saying as I hear something that comes up, I judge it at that moment.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Jesus was so one with God, and he so believed him being one with God and knew who he was. He wasn't waiting for a voice. Every time you hear the voice of God talk out of the sky, it's talking to the other people. Because me and my Father are one, and I'm not delayed in waiting. I don't care if you're scared. You still got to go. John chapter 8. Real quick. Go with it. John 8. Listen. Let's see. Verse 14. I'm going to read it. I ain't time to where y'all turn. Jesus answered, said to him, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but you cannot tell whence I come or whither I go. Verse 23. And he said to them, you are from beneath. I am from above. See, these are things you got to say. Yeah, that thought come up, you say, you are from beneath. I am from above. Yeah. Everybody say, I am from above. Come on, say, I am from above. Say, I know where I come from. Watch it. You of this world. I am not of this world. Verse 28. Then Jesus said, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am. In some of the books, they got it in italicized. Sometimes you're going to take the italicized words because they add it in to make it make sense in English. But if you take the he out, he just says, I am. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am. And I do nothing of myself. Y'all heard that? I do nothing of myself. Say, I do nothing of myself. But as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. Verse 29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. For I always do the things that please him. Listen, and now see, we've been quoting this scripture, but we know what we were talking about. And I want you to stop saying set you free, because it didn't set you free. You already free.
Yeah.
It don't even say set in there. Verse 32. And ye shall. And the truth of what? See, make you free in your mind. See, I'm going to make you the freedom that you are. See, if I set you free, you got shackles. You got shackles on you. You've been handcuffed. And so now you walk around believing that you're handcuffed. But they just fake handcuffs. They're not real. Everybody, they wasn't real. They was never locked. They was never strong enough to keep you. Just like the tomb couldn't keep Jesus, the chains can't keep you. And you shall know the truth. The truth is, I know where I come from. I know where I'm going. The truth is, I am he. Come on, say it. I am he. Ladies, say, I am she. Come on, say it.
I am he.
One more. Verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Freedom has come to your mind this morning. Freedom has come to your life this morning. Freedom has come to your house this morning. Freedom has come to your understanding this morning. Freedom has come to your body this morning. Freedom has come to your family this morning. Watch, and it's coming from the inside. Everybody say from the inside. Say it again, from the inside.